Good Monday morning, and thank you for choosing WVIK Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara with WVIK News at 4 past 10. Floodwater damage is extensive over areas of northwest Iowa that were inundated with floodwater over the weekend. One resident talked about the cleanup with IPR's Sheila Brummer.
On Sunday afternoon, Jaclyn Wissink and other volunteers helped clean sewage out of Ransom Church in Rock Rapids.
It's really tough.
Wissink recorded the sounds of pumps and scoops, since closed roads made it almost impossible to travel into the community over the weekend. Her home saw a sewer surge on Friday morning after a first round of flooding on Thursday, followed by even more on Saturday.
You know, people should just really keep Northwest Iowa and their thoughts and prayers.
Wissink says many businesses in town are damaged or destroyed after water flowed even higher than record-breaking flooding a decade ago. At that time, dozens of homes had to be torn down. I'm Sheila Brummer, IPR News.
In sports tonight, the Cardinals host the Braves. The White Sox are at home against the LA Dodgers, and the Cubs play late in San Francisco. WVIK Quad Cities weather, mostly sunny, windy, and high near 89 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m., low of 75. For Tuesday, partly sunny, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and a high near 93. On Marketplace, the Inflation Reduction Act includes hundreds of millions of dollars for Native communities. What that means on one Minnesota reservation, today at 4 on Marketplace. This is Jim O'Hara with WVIK News.